reciprocity, community work, and collective action. Collective actions, traditional systems of community work and reciprocity, are tools that can help communities when their territories come under threat. Collective actions can mean coordinated activities with supporters external to the communities, such as roadblocks, to demand from the state to halt destructive and harmful processes going ahead on their lands. It can also mean community work, such as building a roof for the village school, constructing a water well, or cleaning a river or public pathways. Community work is common in many cultures in Abya Yala, and known by names such as Guendaliza, Zapotec, Tekyo, Nahuatl, and Dminka, Quechua. It generates a shared experience based on the ethical principle of reciprocity. It involves creating and nurturing relationships that extend beyond the communities where the work is done, thereby widening social networks and strengthening the social fabric of the community. Community work, together with other collective activities, such as organizing festivities or music events that are shared by all and to which all contribute in some sort of way, creates communality. Communality is the basis for making life, and therefore also for safeguarding life. Helping each other, accompanying and supporting the struggles of others, and forming alliances are the fundamental basis of how cultural communities, threatened by extractivism, exploitation, and dispossession over centuries, have survived and kept their struggles for the defense of land and territory going. Hence, territorial security, or the safeguarding of collective survival and the natural environment, is directly dependent on processes of communication and practices of mutual respect and reciprocity, which together builds the social fabric that helps protect a territory. Colonialism has significantly changed communities, their relationship with others, and with land, and the non-human living world. In order to effectively defend land from destructive use and intrusive infrastructures, it is important to restore these relationships and revitalize the diplomatic processes of negotiation to protect and affirm other life projects and territorial alternatives of existence.